present as a third base that we do if they do have to go through the bad way.
Yes?
To pick up the phone, please.
With Ford, what's your evaluation of it?
Well, he's a public relations man. He was public relations manager for Rockefeller during the last campaign. He's now retired. He's up on the Cape. I think he's an extraordinarily able man in the field of promotion. He was sort of a public affairs sales promotion function he had. He did it magnificently well, in my opinion. In terms of other jobs, I don't know.
What would you think of him hunch or top place in the SIA?
The top place or a top place?
The
top place.
We're going to have three places, guys. The top place, the deputy director, the Wilson place, and the voice of the mayor.
Yeah.
I think the top man, I'll try to select the other two.
Yeah.
Fit into his policies.
I hesitate just a little bit for two or three reasons, Mr. President. In the first place, fired. I'm not sure he'd want to work that hard. He must be 60 odd now.
62, they tell me.
Yeah. And I just doubt that he'd want to take on the full responsibility. Secondly, he has been very closely associated with Republicans, although he himself is a what I'd call a liberal Republican, a far liberal Republican. I don't know how he'd react to coming into that position of responsibility in the administration. Thirdly, he hasn't really run a large organization. He hasn't carried out a major administrative task, although the public affairs job at Ford was quite large in itself. It didn't involve anything like USIA.
Nobody's ever done this, has it?
I think that's probably true.
But that's not been the reason why it's not desirable.
But I would seriously consider him for it. He is absolutely ideal, in my opinion, for the director of a public affairs operation. I would have been delighted to have him. Pentagon, for example, as Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs. I think he would do very well as a deputy director there or as head of Voice of America. He's just full of ideas, very imaginative individual, knows the press, was on the Washington Post years ago, has wide contacts in the field of all communications meetings. I know him very well. I worked with him.
Now, I made a change this morning, put Boyers in Reedy's place. And Reedy is going to have some operations. He's been having very excruciating pains for a couple of weeks, a hereditary foot problem, and his boy's got the same thing. His daddy lost both legs, and it's rather tragic development. Our boys here very much want Califano to move into Boyer's job of coordinating the cabinet people and the programs and the task forces. So on and so forth, and working with the General Counsel and presenting the administration's program. I know he's indispensable to you. I gathered the other day that you rather wanted to resist his leaving, and I can understand it, and I don't want to push it if you feel that he can be of more value to the team there than here. But the Warriors, who is moving over and going to got ulcers anyway, and he can't do it, but he will meet with them and break them in, and the General Counsel will play a leading role in it, as Feldman did. That's going to be McPherson. McPherson's rather creative and imaginative and helpful, but we would like for Califano to take over Moyer's duties, which would be pulling together the budget and the various departments on all of our 137 proposals that we make, everything from beautification to disarmament to the general type of work that was done by Ted Sarnes. We think Moyers has done an exemplary job there.
Thank you.
And I believe that he will improve this other situation. We thought he ought to do that because he had been with me longer, closer, and was the best equipped to do it. Mostly could have done it. Well, but we thought that would be better. He and At first, I consider you two of my stronger substantive people, particularly on legislative and they're working on education for next year. They're working on urban affairs for next year. They're working on labor proposals for next year. They're working on policy for maritime transportation. All those things. We've got the task forces meeting tomorrow night for dinner. They're already preparing. Now, Moyer's thinks that he is the best equipped man in the government. Have one or two substitutes that we could have. I do not have the confidence in them that I would have in Califano if my only knowledge of Califano is really what he does for you. I really think you've got enough executive ability that you can equip anybody to do what he's doing. I don't know that there are many people can do it here. They think he could. Do you want to give me your reaction?
Well, first, I think the standard, President, is what's best for the nation. Not what's best for the Defense Department, so I wouldn't let that influence the decision. Secondly, I think that he's not as well equipped for it as Bill is, because Joe's training and education and experience and interest has all been the law, whereas Bill's was much broader than that. And I think your legislative system needs a much broader training than the law, so Joe lacks that. He is bright, he is able, he is sensitive to individual's requirements. I think he worked well with you, for example. I think he worked well with all the others on the staff. I think he understands the Congress and knows how they're likely to react. And he brings good judgment to bear. I don't think he would initiate new proposals as well as others simply because he's inexperienced in this whole field.
Bill thinks that that is his weakness, but he thinks that he will give a practical judgment that will carry into execution MacPherson's idealism and imagination. He thinks MacPherson is a Jan Walensky and Monahan and that type of fella. And he's in with the new proposals, everything from rent subsidies up and down every day. But somebody tempers him a little bit. And
I think the only person I can think of immediately offhand who would do the job better than Joe would be Armalinsky, whether you'd want to do that.
I'm afraid to do that here. I think you can do it with your generals and with your business background and with everything else, but I think if they had just murdered me. That's my judgment.
Well, you might want to talk to Califano about it. Bill to talk.
I thought if it met with your approval, I'd ask Bill to talk to Joe. And I don't think we can do this with the Armalinsky. If there's any way we could give him any title outside of the president, or we could put him in the executive office building and let him direct some of the things under Califano or with Califano and Harry as a team. Now, what we've had Kermit Gordon and Bill Moyers, Bill Wirtz. You can see the social team we've had functioning here. But Bill was the spark plug. He'd call them together, say, let's get together on this. Let's meet 2 o'clock. Let's get up here. And he would do it. Now, we want Califano to do that type of thing. We expect MacPherson to come in and say, here's what I think we ought to do in the field of housing. And Bill has suggested a combination. I took Jan Walensky out of it because I just don't believe I can point him on the White House staff as such. But
he's the best man in that field. In my opinion, available. I don't know whether you can invite him or not. I don't know whether you'd want to do it. All the rest of that, to me, he would be ideal. I think, from a substitute. But my answer to you on Califano, obviously, is I wouldn't think of that.
Will you tell Califano that Bill be called in and that he's free to do whatever his judgment thinks?
Absolutely.
And if you feel
absolutely
good conscience, you can tell him you'd like for him to do it. If you'd be satisfied, I'll do it, and I'll have Bill get in touch with you.